Sky 99.5 FM. Inspire.
Empower.
Testify.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to it. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. And Christians, speak out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. Christian perspective, only on Sky 99.5.
Let's sing it. We praise you.
And well, I'm back out with you guys on this beautiful Monday. Monday the 17th. I'm seeing the 16th. 16th of November. We're inside the Christmas season, yes. Lady Ecology in your company. Back out with you this morning. Say good morning to all my maxi taxi drivers, all my taxi drivers, all my bus drivers, all my truck drivers, and all those of you in your private cars heading to work this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the members of the protective services, police, army, air guard, coast guard, fire, prisons, security guards. Good morning to you. Yeah. Day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Good morning to you, Trinidad and Tobago. So let me start off this morning by saying a prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you. We pray that you will cover your people this morning. Cover us as we head to work. As we acknowledge you today, we ask you that you would go before our way. Give us favor in every situation that we may face today. For this entire week, Father, we put our trust in you. Not in man, but we put our trust in you. I know that you are the author and finisher of our faith. It's a mighty mountain moving Monday. And as you move the mountain in our lives today, we just give you praise and we thank you, Lord. We praise you. In Jesus' name I ask, amen. Good morning to you, my Sky family. Was away for quite some time, so, you know, everything is a bit rusty to me this morning. Even waking up this hour, everything's a bit rusty. I couldn't remember anything, my password, and anything. But I'm here. I eventually remembered. I was like, what was my password again? Appointed by... And then I remember what my boss was. You see, you have to remember purpose. To remember, once you understand purpose in your life, everything just becomes clear to you. Understand your purpose this morning. Everything else would become clear. And that's what I did. I was like, what is your purpose here, Carla? Who brought you here, Carla? Who woke you up this morning, Carla? And then you understand. To make a conscious decision, just rest everything in God's hand. Everything. Hey, and before I kick things off, let me start things off this morning by saying thank you to those of you that called, that texted, checked up on me to make sure that I was okay. Thank you to all those of you that contributed to a little project that we had going. Mr. Santa Cruz, Jean Harris, Edith, Christiana, Sideno, Yvonne, and Phyllis. Good morning to you guys. God bless you. I love you and I appreciate you. Phyllis, Innocence, Julie, everybody. Thank you so much. Suzanne and Diego Martin, everybody that checked up on me. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Let me say a very special morning going out to you, my Sky family. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello, good morning. Good morning to the beautiful woman in Potosin. You're back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Morning, 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 morning. How are you doing, my darling Jeanette?
Wonderful. First, the weather, everybody love to hear your voice in our radio station this morning. The rain is giving praise. Heaven is giving praise this morning.
That is not a good sign, though. That rain falling
is giving praise this morning, Carla.
Yes, darling. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings.
Showers of blessings this morning on my side. So I want to say good morning to you and your family and welcome back.
Thank you, darling.
Hi, family. I want to say good morning to Miss Anne in Mova, Miss Anne in La Hakata, Miss Janice in Melanie here, Mr. and Mrs. Emmanuel on the Toko Road in Granny, and our special, special man, Mr. Santa Cruz. And to all who is listening, the silent listener, who is begging they are here in Cala, will they hear you this morning?
Good morning, silent listeners.
They hear this morning. So, and you reach home safely by the grace of God. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Look, genius right here. Hold on. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, darling. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. It's so nice to hear this beautiful voice this morning again.
Thank you very much.
Why did you really meet, should I get in contact with you? I know to get in contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice hearing this special voice. God see that you needed a rest and you had to take a little rest.
Yeah.
Early morning was taking a toll on you.
Yep.
So thank God for the rest. And you are back with our vibes to give us all the blessing and all the joy for the Christmas.
Yes.
And we are so glad that you are back. So welcome back to Mr. Santa Cruz. This is his twin sister saying good morning to Veronica, Miss Uchis from Labrador, all who is listening, Gina and Gina this morning, and all the silent listeners who had called me and inquired about Carla. You hear Carla this morning. And this week, for sure, Carla, don't get wet in the rain. I will bring some orange juice and everything and get you back on stream.
So amen.
You wouldn't be getting any cold again.
I didn't get the cold, though. I told you guys
that.
Yeah, I didn't get the cold. Mm-mm.
Yeah, we rebooked that in Jesus' name.
But yeah. Just
okay,
had some hiccups, but God is good.
And you reach home safely to your family.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
You bless me over and over. All right.
Over and over.
So I didn't get a cold, and I wasn't sick. But yes, my body needed to take a rest. Yes.
Over and over.
God is good.
Yeah.
Morning to you, Gina and Gina. Thank you, guys. They did touch base with me as well. A lot of people touch base with me. Thank you to all those of you that touch base with me. And my cousin, Juliet, good morning to you. She's like, oh, when are you coming back? I'm not sure. But God is good. Juliet, I'm back out. She's missing me on the radio. That's one of my elder cousins. Morning to you, Juliet and Patsy and Melly, all those of you that kept in touch with me. Good morning, guys. Good morning to you, Mommy Glenda. So, guys, I'm not satisfied with, since we've opened back the beaches, I am not satisfied that persons are really taking this coronavirus. So, guys, let me explain something to you. And I know my Sky family would understand. So keep talking to our young people, because what I notice, and good morning to my extended family now, Mommy Glenda and my siblings, Jeanette, Sulu, Bix, Tweetween. Good morning, Boris. Good morning, Mommy. Good morning to Erica. Good morning, guys. And let me say good morning to Toto. Toto means uncle in patois. Toto, right? So I learned some patois words. I learned some Hindi words. Kuchdehi, right? So whenever you all hear me say samje or kuchdehi, I learned that from Indra. Yes, Indra didn't throw me away. Indra came and she picked me up on Friday, guys, and she took me down to Irene, where we met up with Gemma, and we had an awesome time in the Lord. Even though we ran kind of late, but it was an awesome time. So I thank God for you guys. So Indra was teaching me some Hindi words. She even had me singing some Hindi songs. I was like, you picked up this so fast. Morning, Indra. Morning, Sky family. Back out with you, Lady G, in your company, 27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. I take your calls now. So I'm not really happy with, even though the police commissioner is stating that he's, you know, more or less, you know, but he is going to be cracking down on persons, and I need to really admonish my police commissioner, Gary Griffith, to continue to look at that North Coast, because I spent some time in the North Coast over the weekend, from Saturday to Sunday. And again, good morning to my new extended family in Blanche Shez. But I noticed, first of all, we spent 2 hours in traffic. And that traffic jam stemmed before even Tyrico Bay, just after we passed Las Cuevas. And it went on until you got to Maracas. When you got to Maracas, my big brother was like, seriously? Really? Seriously? And I was like in awe. Nah, man, Bakes. I don't believe it. Don't have no traffic, no police roadblock, nothing. No, it had nothing. Absolutely nothing. These young people were partying without masks. They were jumbled up together. And I noticed that from a few beaches well over the North Coast. We didn't bathe. I was kind of disappointed that we didn't get to bathe, but the waters were pretty rough. So I wasn't going to chance that one. Nehemiah was there, so we didn't want to do that. But these young people don't seem to be able to understand that this virus is serious. If you get the virus, young person, if you're listening to me in the maxi, in the taxis, you can give your family, and that's why I take it so seriously. I spend a lot of money daily to make sure that I stay safe, because I don't want to give Nehemiah and Tali and my grandchildren anything. So I have to remain vigilant at all times. I was just talking to the maintenance person in the building, and I say the key to this is making sure that you sanitize, you wear your mask, but continue to sanitize. Even when you get home from work, as long as you're in the traveling public, decontaminate yourself. Do that. Because this virus is taking lives all across the world. So you have to make sure that you do what you need to do. Some people say they don't believe in the virus. No, don't even bother. Don't even bother to go that way right now. We're seeing it all over the world. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Carla. Welcome back.
Morning, darling.
Sam Caller, Ivy.
This is?
Yvonne.
Morning, Yvonne. Yvonne calling from where?
Trent City.
Yvonne. Yes. My darling, thank you so much for touching base with me as well.
Yes, dear. Welcome back.
Thank you.
My God is good.
All the time.
Take care how you are getting back home.
Yes.
All right, be good. God bless you.
God bless you, my darling.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
So I'm no longer silent.
I love it.
Okay.
Don't be a stranger, okay?
No, I'll call so often.
Blessings.
Okay,
Thank you. God bless you too. She made sure to check up on me as well. She's no longer silent, she says. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear you rested and you're back, and welcome back.
Thank you.
And blessings to you, and I hope that everything is okay and well with you and your family. And it's glad to hear your voice again at this hour of the morning. Mm-hmm. And I hope you're rested. And you're ready to go again?
Yeah, I'm rested.
I heard you playing the bells ringing, so the bells are ringing.
The bells have begun to ring, my darling. It's begun to ring. We're ringing in the bells.
Sorry, I didn't touch base with you because
that's okay.
I had my little things to deal with, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
The little health issues, so mm-hmm. One day up, one day down, and you have to, you know, be on the P's and Q's.
Yeah.
Take care. So, you take care. Good morning to the Sky family,
mm-hmm.
and our Mr. Darlings and Mr. Santa Cruz, who's always on point, mighty fine.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to Miss Enel, Mr. McKenzie, Mr. Sunny San Fernando, Miss Phyllis, Miss Denise, and Mr. Whiteland. And the rest of the Sky family, from all the brothers and sisters from A to Z,
mm-hmm.
I wish you all a blessed week. Take care. And as Carla was saying to you, the most important things, what you do is to sanitize, wear your mask, and do whatever you have to do to be safe. Stay at home when you don't have to go anywhere. You know, it only is an emergency. So take care, Carla G. Have yourself a good program this morning.
Thank you, darling.
And take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh,
and time with.
Where did Danny go? Danny 95. Good morning to my TBC family. 95. George and Falstar, guys across in Slam, my friends in Akashvani's, Chiron and the crew, Satish. Everybody, good morning. And he just came and waved. Welcome back. And she left.
This is my prayer.
Yeah, good morning, guys. This is my prayer. 6:33. Your voice, the Christian perspective.
The innocence of you.
Hello, good morning.
Seeker. God pass everywhere there will blood for you. While we miss you.
I hope so, Jean.
I've been calling up Lyndon and finding out what.
Yeah.
Away
you. Yes, I heard so.
And if they take away your slot.
No. They didn't.
Yes, this is Sikana Seeker, sister of Pastor Pentecost, Dr. Jean Marcus from La Hoketa.
Yes,
I want to say that concerning the coronavirus, COVID-19, we just have to keep praying and believing God files everywhere. I just want to pray for this nation of Trinidad and Tobago today. Sika, kada, sika. Amen.
Okay. It's so good to be back. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Carla.
Morning, Jan. How are you doing?
Hi there. Welcome back.
Thank you, darling.
I kept in touch with the twin sisters to know how you was going, and I sang for you. I prayed.
I heard so.
And I keep calling and asking how everything went. And I'm glad you got a good rest. You needed that rest.
Yes.
And I don't want it to get wet. And you just keep be safe. God is good. We love you, and we had missed you, darling. Welcome back.
Thank you, darling.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning to all the Sky family. Good morning.
Good morning. Right. Thank you, Jan. Hello, good morning.
A very warm welcome back, Carly J.
Morning. How are you?
I am mighty fine.
I know
blessed
that.
And blessed is his holy name. Well, what shall I say? You have been immensely missed.
I didn't think you guys would miss me that
by
much.
By everyone.
Yes.
None exception. No
everyone exception.
Missed you.
Oh.
So that I am extremely glad that you have come back and you are sounding as fit as ever.
Always.
But what I would tell you
is don't get wet.
Try not to get wet. By the rain again.
Yes.
Try not to get wet by the rain again. Good. I'd also like to extend greetings to all the brothers and sisters of the Sky family, to Jean and Jeanette, the twin sisters, and to their families, your family, my family as well. May God bless us all. And as always, I'm with you throughout your show.
Thank you
so
much.
And I hope all those people are calling in and say how much they miss you and how much they love you making contribution towards that car. Thank you.
You just had to do that. That's the CEO for you. That's the COO for you. Oh, Lord. Hi, Nadiba. Hello, good morning. Welcome. Morning.
Carla.
Morning.
Morning, this is Bob. Actually, I'm a caller in the car here. Welcome back.
Listen, you are, watch me, you're my ride or die, you know. You're my new ride or die. This young man, guys, kept in contact with me constantly. I heard I heard people say, Superman, we should real missing you. He real missing you, Carla. Oh, gosh. If nobody for you. But I know you, everybody. I mean, those are the folks that called in, you know. They love me all the same. But, boy, this man looking like he's sounding like he want to cry, boy. How are you doing, love?
Quarter past six this morning. I hear music playing. I was like, wait, this is normally be the time I didn't say your voice starts, you know, back to station one time. I didn't know if the Holy Spirit led me to select back the station. If I tell my hear your mouth, I start the ball in the car.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh.
Welcome back. You were really, really and truly missed.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And before I go, I have some good news to you.
What's the good news? Oh gosh, I could do with some good news right now. Tell me. Richard? Hello? Hello? I could do with some good news right now. Oh, gosh. Call back. Yeah, I thought that's what happened. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Morning.
Welcome back. This is Vero.
Hi, Vero. How are you doing?
I miss you.
Blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you, too. I'm so glad. Welcome back, Carla, because watch now. I thought you guys were saying I was going to turn the station, girl. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I say good morning to Mr. Santa Cruz, Jean and Jeanette, Susan from Maloney, Susan from Digo. Everybody, morning, this morning. Let's bless God for you, Carla. And you wish on safe to your family.
Thank you, darling.
I know life is a kind of hustling thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do some laundry. But I had to... When I hear your voice this morning, when I put on the radio, I start to get on like
you feel
like
it's a party.
Yes.
Lord Jesus.
Yes. And so my neighbor, Marcia, morning. And Carla, mm-hmm. you just reach home safe and you take care of everything.
Thank you, darling. God will take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And let me say good morning, going out to Lady Janelle. Janelle, good morning. She's from another frequency, but good morning to you all the same. Yeah. All my colleagues who checked up on me from the other station, and I'm talking about outside of TBC. It's like, we're not hearing you. What's going on? And they listen. Like, wow. Guys, the love was overwhelming. Good morning, Mr. Claxton Bay. Good morning. All those of you that called and texted, make sure that I was okay. I had to keep repeating myself, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. No, I don't have corona. No, I'm not sick. But God is in control, and as I say, sometimes the body just needs to take a rest. I was a little worried though. I wonder how I was going to readjust. But the body just went right back into your voice mode. I call it your voice mode. Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Miss Kalaji.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome to you. Miss Claxton Bay in the house.
Yes, Mr. Claxton Bay. Thank you for so much for checking up on me. Thank you. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Carla Gordon.
Morning, how are you?
Welcome back, my dear.
Thank you.
God is great.
Yes, he is, all the time.
You see, when we leave things to the Lord, what has happened?
Mm-hmm.
It works out.
Yeah, it
glad
does.
Glad to have you back, though.
Yes, glad to be back.
Yeah, I don't even look at the world. I said, well, look, but you're at the station, I'm going to have a shout out. So everything is all right?
Yes.
Nice, man. But I don't even look at the work, so I want to say hi to all the Sky family. The Juicer sisters, don't feel I forget you all, is that I have an up and down with my mom, so just give me a little time and I will check you all soon.
Yes.
Right?
Soon.
Jeanette, you all have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Santa Claus, I just say, how are you, my brother? Everything is all right, I hope. You all have a good day, I'm off to work.
Thank you. Blessings.
Talk to you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Jesus. Good morning to you, Chantel Ramdani, Major Prophet Samuel Ramdani. Thank you, guys. Pastor Muhammad, good morning to you, Tasma. Hello, good morning.
Well, yeah, the Bible says, what shall a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Do you know, I read that scripture yesterday, incidentally. I did.
And what shall a man give in exchange of his soul? So we have our one thing, which everybody live for Jesus, and kind of seek our God, Father, God, fire everywhere. Live for him to heaven, go down in hell, fire to lake our fires, where the fire is not quenched. Okay.
Okay. Lovely. You know, when I was reading that scripture, and what came to me this morning, what came to me, not this morning, but yesterday, while I was up in the country, what shall it profit a man? Sometimes we fuss over the little things, the things that God has under control. And, you know, we worry about house, we worry about car, and then you are faced with a lot of different challenges, but people die. And when people die, they have to leave all the car, all the house, all the debts, everything behind. So I encourage you today to sort out your salvation with fear and trembling. Sort it out. Sometimes some people will come to test you. When they do, if you fall, get up, dust yourself, and let's go again. God has not given up on you. I even over the weekend heard people testifying and calling and saying, Carla, even though I was on radio, I was still in touch with so many people. And I heard a lot of people's testimonies, and I heard some people say, you know, God didn't give up on me. He did not give up on me. And he's not going to. He's not going to. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. 15 minutes before the hour 7. It's your voice, the Christian Perspective. Now make it back at it again. Back at it again. 625-2759. 624-7729. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Sister Carla G.
Morning.
It's Lucy from Bonaire.
Hi, Lucy from Bonaire.
Oh, God, I have missed you. I miss you a lot. Welcome back.
Thank you, love.
And may God's blessings be upon you. And may you get well.
I wasn't
Jesus
sick.
Name.
Yes, but I wasn't sick.
I love this Sky family. I always listen to you all.
Alrighty.
And I feel good to hear you this morning. You make my day, darling.
Oh, thank you, love.
Love you. Love you. Love you
too. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you.
Blessings.
For answering me this morning.
Thank you, Lucy.
Because I was trying a long time, okay?
Right, Lucy.
God blessings be upon you.
Thank you.
And your family, okay?
Yes.
Love you all.
Love
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. So over the weekend, it's really nice with Mommy Glenda and they,
before we quit,
me and
with you, Jesus.
Tata, good morning. Morning, Tata.
With you, Jesus.
We were actually at Aho Live Here means over the river. So I told you, I was learning Hindi and Patois.
I'm in love.
Aho Live Here.
Because you...
Yes, Mr. Santa Cruz. My mommy knows Patois.
I'm in love with you, Jesus.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
Carla, welcome back.
Thank you, love.
Yes, you all missed you.
Missed you too. What's your name where you're calling from?
Brenda from Arabella.
Brenda. Are you going, honey?
Not too bad. Are you okay?
All right.
Yeah, in your company, listening to you and all this. Okay. And things. Yeah. I feel I'm a touch base and holy and
thank you.
So welcome back and morning to Mr. Santa Cruz and twin sisters. Phyllis from San Fernando. Oh gosh. Plenty of them. Oh, mm-hmm. Everybody. Well, yes, I can't remember all their names, but I know I meant it for everybody. Mr. Sonny San Fernando, the couple that got married. All the best to everybody.
Yeah.
Miss Corridon, what's your name? The one Jennifer Fifield.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss H and everybody, all the blessing and love. Papa bless day in Jesus' name as we enjoy Carla again. In Jesus' name.
Blessings.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, to the couple, Mr. and Mrs. Alexander. You guys know I would have attended that wedding. It was awesome. I did share some, a couple people asked me for pictures. You know, Julie looked beautiful. Mr. Alexander, they were all in their mask. We were all socially distanced. And it was an awesome time. I really have to say, and guess what, Sky family? Y'all would not believe who caught the bouquet. I guess Dion might have I've spilled the beans already, but I didn't. That was so funny. Yeah, I caught the bouquet. She was in front of everybody and she was praying over the bouquet. And then that bouquet, I kid you not, because I was the shortest person there, I thought I was not going to catch it. You know, but when she threw that bouquet headed straight for me in a very straight line. Normally it goes up. It went in a straight line. She threw it over her head, yes, but it came directly to me. I was like, what? I was jumping up and down because it's never happened to me before. So I was like, yes, bouquet, I caught it. What that means, I don't know. I think that's more like superstition, right? Is it? Is it true, though? Well, you never know. I heard, though, there are other weddings being planned about the sky. Mr. De La Rosa, good morning to you, Ronald De La Rosa. Thank you so much for touching base with me. I heard that Mr. Whiteland, I think, is asking for Suzanne and Diego Martin's hand, I think, something like that. I was on top of it. All the information coming to hand. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Kaliji.
Good morning, darling. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Oh, that's nice to hear. I just came from walking, I think, yeah.
Aye, aye.
Just came from walking and I hear Carla on the radio. I said, oh my God, I got to call her. I got to call her this morning. No. I got to call. Yes, I'm calling you saying good morning. So nice to have you. And all the other announcers did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But nice hearing you this morning, Carla.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, I just want to say good morning to your family. Good morning to the Sky family. Good morning, MPC family. Good morning, Mr. Santa Cruz and Megan, Timothy and everybody. Good morning, all of Sky. Good morning, all the announcers. Carla, today is my son-in-law, birthday,
mm-hmm.
Adrian Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to wish him a happy birthday today. He's 45 today, so he's celebrating the 4-5 today. So I just want to wish him a happy birthday. So
nice.
Maybe you can sing the happy birthday song for him.
What's his name?
He's home today, Adrian Phillips.
Adrian, definitely going to get that in for him.
Okay, Carla, thank you. I'm so nice to have you. And you stay good, stay sweet. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye, Isaac.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't know where I won't do, but I know. Coming is better, guys. Know that God has got everything under control. I had the opportunity to look at a movie. God is so merciful, like you guys have no idea the kind of grace that we're living under right now. But God. What's coming is better than what's been. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lady Carla.
Morning,
it's a
mommy,
joy to hear your voice this morning.
Yes, it's a joy to hear yours as well.
To hear you, blessings to you and your family.
Thank you.
And I want to send blessings to Mr. Santa Cruz, Miss Corridon, Mr. Mackenzie and family, Sonny and Fernando, Mr. Maraval, Jean and Jeanette, and Princess Margaret, and to my family. And I wish you blessings for the day and always.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Father, please hear us, and we will be...
333-9950. Touch base with me on the text board. And guys, in 2020, we're celebrating Christmas on Sky. The exciting campaigns, the games, Christmas trivia. It's why we're celebrating Christmas on Sky 99.5. Visit us on Facebook at Sky 995 FM and celebrate Christmas with the Sky family. Rejoice in the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Experience the joy Christmas brings with the Sky family. All season at 625-2759 and 624-7729. Let's spread a little bit of Christmas cheer. Wedding bell. All right, I'm not touching base on the text board. What does it mean, though? Morning to you, Carla Brown. Carla Brown, what's up, girlfriend? What's up, Carla? Carla Harrison Ford. Guys, Carla Harrison Ford, Storm, Julie, and Alexander Wedding. She's storming. A wedding Morning, Carla. I sold you out. Don't tell her anything. Anyway, we had an awesome time nonetheless. Yeah, we did. We did. Morning to you, Princess Margaret. Morning to you, Andrea. Gina, Jeanette, good morning. Shireen in Londonville. Adrian Acosta, a.k.a. Chief. Good morning to you. Bala Mirage, good morning. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank
Carla,
you.
Carla, I really, really did miss you for them few days.
You did? Really?
But I want to thank God for the men, the brothers. Mm-hmm. They did a very, very good job.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
But without hearing your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I seen from yesterday or Friday, I seen Carla coming back Monday, you know.
Oh, you know that.
I don't know, but I just seen so to myself.
Oh.
And I say, if I get up and I turn on the radio and Carla is not there, well, something is wrong.
Oh.
But I know you're coming back. I hope you take your rest, though.
Yes, I did.
Oh, praise God.
I did.
Well, I want to say good morning to all my Sky families from A to Z, according to that sister. And to you and your family, Carla. And I'm listening to you, and I promise I will be with you for the rest of your program.
Thank you, darling.
In Jesus' name, welcome back. Bye-bye.
Good morning to you, Sharon. Sharon says, welcome back, my dear. Blessings flow. Good morning, Carla. Welcome back. Give thanks to God for his grace and his mercy. Have a wonderful and productive day. Stay safe always.
Happy to hear your voice.
Oops.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh. Carla, we really, really did miss you.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. I was hoping this morning that I hear your voice. But I must say that the persons who did your job for you whilst you was not there, they did a wonderful job. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad to hear you, Carla. Welcome back. Hope everything is fine. And when it's time to go home, you reach home safe. Love you, Carla. Love you. Don't stay away so long again, please. Bye again.
Bye. Thank you, Suzanne. Good morning, Rosalie. Julie is now joining us. Good morning. Good morning to you, Miss H. Best morning to you, Carla. She's screaming, my children, I missed hearing you, and we love you. God bless. Also wishing my beautiful daughter, Shauna Henry, a happy fourth birthday from her mom and her siblings. So happy birthday, Shauna. I'm going to play the birthday song for you in the next hour. Good morning to you, Yvonne Huggins. Good morning to the families and friends of Sky. And to you, Carla. It's so nice to hear you this morning. Blessings to you in the name of the Lord. Good morning to you, Miss Gentle. Good morning, guys.
Break every chain.
The messages are coming in fast and furious.
Break.
3 minutes before the hour of 7.
Break.
Morning to you, Carol. Wendy in Guayco. A glorious Monday to you, Carla. Welcome back from Mommy and I. Welcome back. Thank you. Welcome back from Odette in Mayaro. I'm going to take your call in just a bit.
In 2020, we're celebrating Christmas on Sky.
Yes, and you can celebrate with us.
Fun, games, love, and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We're celebrating Christmas on Sky.
We're celebrating Christmas on Sky.
Sky 99.5 FM.
Celebrate Christmas.
Celebrate Christmas with us.
Everything about Jesus this Christmas.
625-275-9, 624-7729. While we are from the 7 o'clock news, we know what's in the news today. Of course, because of COVID-19. UTT has to close 4 campuses, cheer defunct branches to be sold or rented. Oh, wow. Much needed revenue could be generated. No guarantee that staff may be relocated. Of course, another set of bad news on this Monday, hired to lay off workers. And another disturbing story of children go online to report sex abuse to cops. It's Your Voice, a Christian perspective, and Christian Speak Out. Your voice is important to us. How do you feel about family? How do you feel about injustice? How do you feel about religion? Join me weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Christian perspective. Have your say on the many issues that affect our daily lives. The Christian perspective, only on Sky 99.5 FM. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, good morning, Carla.
Morning, darling.
Welcome back, darling.
Thank you. Thank you so much for checking up on me as well. Every day.
You're welcome, love. Love to you and your whole family.
Thank
God's
you.
God's richest guidance and protection
mm-hmm.
to you. All right?
Yeah.
I just want to give up to Mr. Santa Cruz, Samara, Brenda, Miss Corridor, Denise, Jacqueline, Josephine, Miss H. Nita, and all the others. Have a blessed day, Carla, and get home safely.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you again to Phyllis, Mr. Santa Cruz, and Jean Harris in Belmont. My darling Jean, good morning to you. Said Carla, I was the first to put aside. Thank you so much, my darling. To Edith, said Daniel's Furniture Store. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Sedanio. Sedanio also contributed. Thank you so much. God bless you. Pray that this season will be a bumper one for you. And also, good morning going out to Christiana. Met Christiana as well. Good morning, darling. Morning to you, Grandma Sharon. Guys, you can't call when I'm on the air. You're going to make me get buffed. Yeah. But good morning. Good morning to the person that was just trying to call. Yeah, you can't call while I'm on air. I could probably call after the show. Yeah. So I see some things happening. Yep, the person's not listening. The person is still calling. God bless you. Hello, hey. Good morning. Woo.
Good morning, Carlo.
Morning, darling. How you doing?
I'm all right. When I heard your voice this morning, I'm not surprised because the Holy Spirit tell me that you was going to be back on today. And I've been praying for you day after day God would bless you and heal whatever was wrong in your body with that cough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All the other announcers was doing an excellent job, but we all miss your voice.
Yeah. It was just right? Getting wet in the rain, as I said on Tuesday. Remember, I got wet in the rain, and in this studio, it's very cold.
Right.
I still have to get that.
I did give you the cough syrup to drink, and plus, there's another one that the doctor had recommend for me, and if I don't get it in the clinic, well, I just buy it in the drug stores.
Wow.
And that cough syrup is Benjamin's Exela, E-X-I-L-E-L-I-X-L-I-R, Exela.
All right.
So that is very good for the cough.
All right.
So the African sea coconut plus this.
Oh,
right?
Nice. Thank you.
So I'm glad to hear your voice.
Thank you. What's
right.
your name?
So good morning to all the oh, my God. Good morning to all the announcers and all the Kaskai family from A to Z because there's so much name to call. So I'm going to say good morning to everyone. And Carla, may God continue to bless you and your family and take you home safely at the appointed time when you finish your work.
Thank you.
Right? This is Jean from Sugar on Earth.
Thank you, Jean.
So Carla, you have a blessed day. I'm glad hearing your voice. We all are glad to hear your voice. We miss your voice. Although I said the announcers were doing a very good job, but we all miss your voice.
Thank
so
you, darling.
Reach home safe. And have a blessed day.
Blessings. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, darling. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Carla.
I know you love the Lord. I know
these
that.
These days, I noticed with my brains that it's be talking opposite.
That's right? All right.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Carla. A warm welcome back to you. This morning, we have missed you. But I just want to thank God for your life and for bringing you back to us. Good morning to the other announcers who did a fantastic job. They all are truly good servants. And I hope that you have a wonderful day. Good morning to my Sky family. Love from Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. That's my La Hokita peeps. Good morning to you. Little Dubai. Listen. Little. No longer call a La Hokita. It's Little Dubai now. Yeah, good morning, Little Dubai. Good, pleasant, and blessed day to you, Sky family, and to you, beautiful Kalaji. When she says say yes, nobody can say no, you know. So plenty love coming from Grandma Sharon. Jeremiah, my little Jeremiah and Gabriel, getting ready for school, I guess, at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Blessings overflow. Not forgetting beautiful Shakira Bechan. Good morning, Shakira. Hi, beautiful, pleasant. Good morning. It's great to hear your voice once again. Blessings, hats off to your teammates who did a fantastic job holding on for you. God bless this radio station. Thank you, Karen Richards from Daybreak Assembly crew. Good morning. Morning, Carla. Welcome back and God bless you. And the guy was, okay, so there were three guys. So thank you to Dominic, to Dion Green, and to Lyndon Mahorn who held it down. Blessings.
Good morning, Lady Carla G and all the wonderful members of the Sky family. I want to give God thanks and praise for waking up, Lord, for us to see a bigger opportunity. So, Carla, we want to, Lady Carla, we want to thank God for you this morning. We prayers went out, you know, on your behalf. I want to thank God that God has bring you back bouncing strong with energy. I want to thank God for all the Sky family, Brother Santa Cruz. Thank God this morning for you, all the pastors. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great day, Sister Carla. And continue to look to Almighty God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Pastor Kelvin Bernard, Point Fortin.
Thank you, Pastor Kelvin. Blessings to you and the entire team down there in Point Fortin. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, darling. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're good and wonderful.
Well, good. Just wanted to say welcome back.
Morning, Stacey. I now make out your voice. You are such a silent listener and funny. So you, because you and Yvonne surprised me this morning. Yeah, I know you guys don't call, so.
Yes, we don't call, but we do listen.
Yes, I know that for sure. Mm-hmm. You listen all the time.
Just saying, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Thank you, my darling, and God bless you. I love you.
I love you too, babe.
All righty, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Morning, Destiny.
She's sleeping.
Oh, she's sleeping still. She's in dreamland. All right, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, cool, cool. We'll sight up later. That's my new neighbor. And I met her right here on Sky as well, but that's my new neighbor. Neighbor. Got some pumpsy tea from up in the country. Listen. Blanche says it's beautiful, beautiful. Y'all, we have such a beautiful place called Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad and Tobago is a beautiful place. I felt as though I was in heaven, but that's not even close to heaven, you know. It's not even close. Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Hiya, yay. Glory be to God in the highest peace on earth and goodwill to his children and blessings.
Oh my goodness, Agatha.
God, I bless you for this woman that you put, this wonderful woman that you put on the air, Jesus, this morning to give the announcement to all She Sky family. Oh Lord, I love you, dear Jesus. Thank you, God, for that woman of Christ. Jesus, we thank you for newing she back, restoring yes. She and bringing she back with the wonderful voice for we this morning.
Thank you.
And
darling,
I want to say pleasant good morning to all my Sky family and good morning to God, daughter. Blessings.
Aww.
Blessings upon you.
Thank you,
and your children, grandchildren, mother, everyone. Pleasant good morning for your daughter, Jesus. Good morning. This is the day the Lord make. We will rejoice and yes. Be glad in it with
yes,
your daughter this morning, God. We give you praise. We give you thanks for college this morning. And I want to say pleasant good morning to Dion that's holding down the air
mm-hmm.
for you and keeping it. And our another brother.
Linda.
So we want to say thanks good morning to all of them that was holding down the fort for you.
Yeah.
They did a good, wonderful job.
They did.
Wonderful work. Especially Mr. Lyndon Mahone. Good morning to you and they Mrs. Mahone. Good morning to Mr. Santa Cruz. I had a death in my family. My sister-in-law had passed away last week, Sunday. And we do the burial Thursday.
Right.
So I just have to celebrate. I cannot panic.
Yeah.
I cannot wonder and I cannot ponder because she was suffering and battling with cancer for a long year.
For a long time, yeah.
So we give God the celebration. And we thank God for doing what he has to do because that is nobody could do it, but it was only he could release when the time reached. And the time was reached and the number was called.
Yeah.
I want to say pleasant good morning to Mr. Brother McKenzie, Pastor McKenzie, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife and his family, Jean and Jeanette, Sister Elizabeth, and Brother Sister Anita, and Richard and Sylvain and all my Sky family, Mr. Santa Cruz, and you and all your family. And God, daughter, blessings.
Blessings to you, darling.
Blessings, and God bless your children and them, and give your traveling mercy to reach home safe.
Thank you.
On that road. Baby, don't wait in the rain, eh? Walk with your umbrella and your coat. You hear what I'm warning you, though?
Okay,
your
ma'am.
Big mother warning you in Malabar here.
All right.
Before you go on the air, I want you to play Drinking from a Saucer for my family.
But of course.
Grandy for me, please.
But of course.
The Jones family.
Yes.
The Jones family.
The Jones family.
Yeah, Carol Jones and Donna Jones.
All righty. Gotcha.
Okay, baby girl, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Love you, love you, love you.
Love you too. Oh, wow. 21 minutes after the hour. Hey, let me say good morning to my neighbors. My other neighbors. Good morning, Carla. It's Mauricia and Dylan. Yes. Yeah, those are my neighbors. I didn't even know. They moved out some time ago. And I really miss them because they were so nice to my kids. You know, really, really nice to my kids. I love you guys. I miss you guys. And she says, much love to you. Good hearing your voice. Welcome back. Thank you so much, Mauricia. Morning, Dylan. All right.
Good morning, Carla. It's nice to hear your voice. I miss your beautiful voice. This is Marcia from Mero, but Carla, it's nice to be back. Welcome back. The rest of announcers did an excellent job, but we all miss you, Carla. I want to say good morning to the Sky family. Vero, my neighbor, Jean and Jeanette, Mr. Santa Cruz, Mommy Corridor, all the rest of the Sky family, Mr. McKenzie, a blessed good morning to you all.
Okay, good morning going out to AP Toussaint. AP also checked up on me like all the time. Morning to you. Welcome back. Jennifer Fifield, good morning. That's the mommy of Ultra Brio. Good morning, Jennifer. She's also my biggest, one of my biggest supporters. I have to say good morning to you, darling. Morning to you and the entire crew down there in the Southland. Morning, Auntie Carla. Kimani. Morning. Morning. Kala, 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 Kala. Praise God for you, Kala, Kala. You are definitely missed. Love you, Kala. Blessings to you and your family and all the Sky family. Today is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Birthday. 24 minutes after the hour 7. Good morning, Carla. Welcome back. You were greatly missed. Must say the guys had done a wonderful job in your absence, but they couldn't fill your presence. Oh my goodness. Thank God all is well in Jesus' name. It was and it is. God bless the Sky family and have a blessed day, everyone. Miss Esther from San Fernando. Morning, Esther. Morning, Esther and Guayco. Wendy. Love you, darling. Love you, Wendy and Guayco. Morning, Carla. I'm a silent listener. Missed you like crazy. Catherine and Paramin, my Paramin crew. That's the next place I have to visit, though. I have to visit Paramin soon. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you all right?
I am. No, darling.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, God. You didn't know I was on, but you told me.
All right, I know who I'm talking to now.
Yeah.
But yes, Irmin. How you doing, Irmin?
Well, I'm good.
You good?
I'm
with
my family.
Mm-hmm.
My sister passed away Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
God is good. And how are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, darling. I'm totally blessed.
And how is Nehemiah?
Nehemiah is fantastic.
Praise be to God.
Mm-hmm.
I am okay for the Chinese.
Wonderful.
I'm going to get in young, little old thing.
Yeah.
Here and here. But thank you to God. I am so glad to hear your voice once more again.
Thank you.
I don't call in at all. I only listen. Those guys were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But not as good. So I see. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
And praise to God for his mercy and your forever.
Thank you, Irmin.
And when you're about to leave, line up the glass. Don't pick up nobody.
No, I won't.
Let them write there and go away. And you hold on to the balance. Please.
And so I
don't
shall.
Let it go. But Jesus is the balance.
Thank you.
Love you, love you, love you.
Love you too.
See you later, alligator.
All righty, bye bye.
Later, alligator.
Later.
Bye.
All righty. Morning, Carla G. Good to hear your voice this morning. We miss you. Blessings to Mrs. Santa Cruz, Miss Cardon, Mrs. Alexander, Susan, Mr. Maraval, and the entire Sky family. To all the announcers, and to you, reach home safely in Jesus' name. Love, Euphemia. Love this song, Peace on Earth. Thank you. Welcome back, Carla. We missed you. Silent Dexter, Rhonda B. from San Fernando. Morning, Rhonda. Morning, Joanne. Good morning, Carla. Welcome back. Your voice is an integral part of my mornings. So last week was kind of shaky. Blessings to you and the Sky family. Carla Brown, good morning. Yay, welcome back. So glad you're back. This is the day the Lord has made. No matter what happens, I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, good morning, Carla. Good to have you back. Good to hear your voice. Good this morning. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Take care of yourself. We love you. Reach back home safely. Glad to hear your voice this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, bless. Good morning, Carla.
Morning. How are you doing, Mr. McKenzie?
I'm doing fine, real fine.
Wonderful.
I want to congratulate. I wasn't that excited about you when because you reveal what was transpiring while you're not on the station.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, Brother Dean Green had asked us to make a decree. And I said, okay, let's club this. And I went into the decree, and I really thank God. You know, he has a way that he will say, Bishop, Reverend, you know, and excited, you know. And I really feel good this morning to know that I went into that decree asking that Carla present herself to us this morning. And, you know, hearing your voice, I know he too will feel fine that the because the decree is a very important logic to give us that courage and that hope or faith, you know. So this morning, Carla, I'm not that excited, but I'm just lifting my eyes onto the hills that you are there with us again.
Thank
hearing
you.
Your voice, as all the callers so far telling you, and I know that you are listening, that they had did it, but you will be always you and they will be always there. You know, so you have a blessed day, and we heard about all the excitement, but that bouquet that you catch, I don't know if you would want to marry it again, but normally, as the old people tradition say, you might get married soon.
Really? That's what it means?
Well, that is what they said, that it follow up to a wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, so let's look at it, Anna, but I know, all right, I'll stop there. But God have his way, you know, because sometimes things happen to us in a negative way and we feel, all right, that's the end of it. But if God didn't say that, then expect the expected. If the children would want a step further. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. All righty. 7:35 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Let me take your calls at 625-2759 on this mighty mountain moving Monday. I'm the Sky 99.5 Lady Carla Genie Company. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning, darling. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And welcome back, Carla. Anne from Cascade.
Hi, Anne.
Yes.
How are you?
Don't miss that beautiful voice.
Thank you, darling.
Yes. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hey, hey. So the good news is, oh my goodness, wonderful. Thank you so much for letting me know. Oh. Yes, she said yes. Wedding bells. Yes, yes, yes. And speaking of bells, Christmas bells are in the air. And in 2020, we're celebrating Christmas on Sky. The exciting campaigns, the games, the Christmas trivia. It's why we're celebrating Christmas on Sky 99.5. Visit us on Facebook, Sky 99.5, and celebrate Christmas with the Sky family. Rejoice in the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Experience the joy Christmas brings with the Sky family. Call us at all season long at 625-2759 and 624-7729. Good morning, Carla. Welcome back. Greatly missed. I must say, the guys did a wonderful job. Thank you. Blessing. Welcome back. Odette and Bayaro, good morning. Vanessa, Kelvin Bernard. Carol 3, good morning to you, darling. Hey, let me say good morning to Mr. Kuva. Heard that he called. Actually heard him. Good morning to you, Mr. Kuva. Mr. Prince's Town, good morning. Verona. Oh. Alrighty. So I'm going to get that in for you. Yep. Yep. All right. I'm going to do that. Thank you, Carla G, for the song. You're welcome. Now. Good morning, Miss Carla. I was on radio. Me, Auntie Carla, honey. He was on another radio station and you switch on. Armani, thank you for being very loyal. You are a very loyal young man. I love you, Armani. Armani, keep talking to Granny. Yeah, Granny little, you know? Yeah, Granny little stubborn. I tell Granny I'm coming back and Granny switch. Why you switch, Granny? Oh, switch now, man. Great to have you back. Have a great day. Thank you. Blessings to you. And to the gentleman that brought me some really nice coconut water. Good morning, sir. Christ warrior. Hello, good morning. Best coconut water
Hello,
ever.
Best morning.
Oh, gosh, look, my doo-doo, darling. How are you going to do?
Oh, Lord. This morning, I lied on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to be to get up.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard your voice, I smiled and say, oh, chocolate fudge is back on the radio.
Blessings.
Now, I just want to, like, each and everyone to say, you know, we are glad that you are back out.
Yes, glad to be back.
And they would ask a reason why I like this guy, you know. We work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
When you won there, Lyndon held on for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we must say thank you to all the rest as they fit in, who take had to take your place on mornings and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And also kudos, we have to at least encourage them and tell them thank you.
I did.
While you get to take a rest. But yes, we miss that voice on a morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because being the only female besides AJ and I think the other lady.
Well, I'm not the only female then. Yeah. Yeah.
So we are glad to have our chocolate fudge back on.
Mm-hmm.
And to the rest of the Sky family, I just want to say love, love to each and every one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe continue encouraging one another.
Yes, darling.
None of us is perfect. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be children of God.
Amen. Amen. I couldn't have said it better.
Yes, and I always strive to be better in living by God's word. And I always ask Him to help me to be the peacemaker. And if I did something wrong, to say, I'm sorry. You know? So I'm just sending it out to each and everyone. we have to learn to forgive one another, love one another, because how would we live together under the same umbrella where God has gone to prepare a place for each and every one of us? I want to make it to heaven. I want to see each and every one of us here. And as you say, we are expecting our next wedding. You kept your bouquet. So, listen to me. Don't wait until all my teeth come out of my mouth for me to eat and punch you. You understand? With my gum in them.
All right, ma'am.
All my teeth here, so I want to eat it with the fork, spoon, whichever way I choose to.
All right, love. I promise.
So, thank you. I maybe what? A big flower girl or a little flower girl?
A big flower, a big flower. Not a big flower, you know what I mean? A more mature flowers girl.
More mature. A more mature flower.
Yeah, more mature. But it's all good.
As I always say, the first time I heard your voice, I said, who is this? I fall in love with your voice because you chuckle, you always make each and every one of us laugh, as well as the rest of the sky from me.
Well, I try, you know, I try. It's try a thing.
Yeah, try a thing?
Yeah, it's try a thing.
But you have your unique way. Will Lyndon have his unique way? Lyndon, Dominic, Brad De La Rosa, everyone has their own unique way, and we love you all just that way. We don't want you all to change. Yeah. We love you all just so.
Thank you.
So to the rest of the Sky family, love, 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 love you all. Guys, have a blessed week.
Thank you. Blessings
love
to you.
You, my chocolate fudge.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, let me say good morning. Going out to Lystra in Belmont. Lystra. Lystra. Good morning, Lystra. To you. It's very nice touching base with you, you know. Lystra, let me know she's listening. She's always been listening. That's a lady that I met when I was living in Belmont. At one point in time when I was a journalist. I moved to Port of Spain so that it'll be easier to commute to work. Good morning to you, Lystra. You know who you are. Lystra Paul. Let me call up your whole name on radio then. Morning, Lystra. 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's your voice, the Christian Perspective. Tomorrow is a thankful Tuesday. And you're going to tell me what you're thankful for today. So make sure and get those testimonies in. Yes, you're thankful for me, but I want you to be thankful to God for something. Because I have plenty to say. I thank you, Lord. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Pleasant good morning to you, Carla G.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
Pleasant good morning to Trinidad and Tobago and the world at large. This is Forward Sunny on the Black Carpet.
Oh, you're heading doing? West. Heading west, heading west. Very nice, very nice.
On the foreshore, it's really nice.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah. I'm almost into Digo Martin.
Beautiful.
I want to thank God for you, Carla. I mean, I really, really thank God for Sky 99.
Yeah.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
And I hope that you got some well-deserved rest.
I did.
And, remember that, as Paul said, we know then that all things, they work together for good.
Amen.
You know, it goes on to say, to them that love God and seem unto those that are called according to the purpose of his kingdom. I want you to hold that verse dear, according to the purpose of his kingdom. And you are a woman of purpose. Always remember that. Who ever forget that?
Yeah.
And when Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail because he's building his church. And the devil cannot steal your purpose. Only we can give it away as Adam gave it away in the beginning. But nevertheless, now I want to encourage you to continue to be strong, be steadfast, be unmovable, knowing that God is always in control. And I want to say pleasant good day to everybody and forward to any over and out today. I just taking it easy. I just enjoying listening to everyone, and you know I'm listening to the unity of the family. So guys, I say keep it up.
Thank you.
Adios amiga.
Adios signore. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Lost that one. And happy birthday again going out to Sean. I'm going to play your birthday sound in the next hour. Yeah, so today is Monday, guys. So many things to talk about coming up this week. But my concern, you know, on my way out of Blanche Shares this morning. Not this morning. Yesterday, rather. It's the same concern I believe that the police commissioner have is that... he doesn't believe a lot of people on the beaches. So, you know, I just want to admonish you guys. You know, we really don't want to get things out of control regarding this virus. I really would like to see a greater effort by our younger generation. I don't like to refer to them and call them generation of vipers, even though the Bible talks about it. I would rather say our generation now, the younger generation now, seems to be a little bit hesitant in listening. Seems to think that they are invincible. And I would like to believe that our older folks, do you believe us older folks can, are we able to communicate to them? You know, long ago we used to be able to talk to the young ones and tell them stuff, but they're so different now. Hey, just realized my big brother texted. Let me see what he's saying. You probably would have missed the shout out though. Yeah. Yeah, you did. Positive, you did. Good morning to you, Apostle Oche Ambrose. Morning to you, Pastor. Pastor Jerwan from Cure Pentecostal. Also called to check up on me. Hello, good morning. Lost that one. Hello, good morning. Lost. Hello.
Carla.
Morning.
I'm laughing here.
Why?
Because I hear you catch the
book. Yeah, what?
Is you catching the bouquet?
Yes, you didn't know.
Yeah, well, as Mr. McKenzie said, he's right. The old time people, but I think it's happening right now.
Uh-huh.
That when you catch it, you will get married next.
But to who though?
But
that's what I'm wondering.
That is what makes me laugh.
To who?
I think Kalendo catching a bouquet is marriage. But I didn't think them
should. And I was excited, you know. Yeah, boy. That's the thing.
But I laugh in there and I enjoy you. Well, I said, why Carla didn't let the bouquet pass free?
No, I wanted to catch it. I never catch a bouquet before.
I look at the time.
And it's how she was anointing it. And your father's name is anointing. If you see Julie.
And I hear you arranged that marriage.
Yeah, I actually did.
So that is the first Sky wedding we have.
Yeah, first. The first.
Well, I congratulate them. I know if they hurt me. But I pray God that they would live together as Isaac and Rebecca.
Hey, hey.
Oh my God. Hey. I'm so happy.
They are so perfectly matched. It isn't funny. They are perfectly, yeah. You have to see them. They are so perfect. I was looking at her, and the strangest thing is that his daughters bear some sort of resemblance. And I'm like, how is this possible? And then, well, he kind of explained it to me. So I was like, way, boy, God does. When God does something, he does a perfect thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He does it well. And he do make mistakes.
No, he doesn't.
So, yes, Carla. So I'm here laughing at my friend, Carla. I say, well, Carla, go down and get married. But who Carla married into?
I don't know.
Better I marry to Mr. Santa Cruz.
Well, I know I'm set for life. As I know I'm going to be set for life.
All right, darling.
All right, darling. Take care.
I'll get home safely.
Yes, I will.
Love you.
Love you, too. Well, yes. All right, so she said she's holding on to the balance wheel. Verona. 10 minutes before the hour of 8. Hello, good morning.
Carlos, in your second hour.
Yes, sir.
Possibly when the borders open, you get a free ticket to Nigeria.
You don't forget nothing, boy. You don't forget nothing. And he just do that. He's making his mischief and then hang up. What trouble is this? This man didn't forget what I said some months ago. Yeah, I ain't even gonna remind you. I'm glad he remembered. Yeah, he remembered, but I ain't when and remind you what he's talking about. We all will probably wonder, what is he talking about? Don't worry yourself. I don't even know what he's talking about. Yvonne in Trinity. Alright, so, you know, coming out of the news this morning, I see a lot of stuff happening. UNC internal elections, that's happening this morning on the dailies. 4 UTT campuses to close. This is cause for great concern. What's going on with our education system? Children, though, you know, children are quite frustrated, but I see Nehemiah and all the other little ones making the best of the situation, you know. Kudos to all the parents that have been in support with your children, sitting down in your children with your children through class. Some of them you have to sit through class. I was able to do so while I was at home. They're so sneaky, guys. Some of them, while the teacher is talking, they're carrying on their own conversation, you see. And this is why I do not like this online learning thing, but we have no other choice because of the coronavirus. But the children are carrying on their own conversation while the teacher is happening, I'm chatting and trying to teach them. But you know, my son tends to want to be an overachiever, so every time he gets an assignment, he's almost there trying to do his assignments. And there was a team assignment given for one of the subjects, and he wants to do the entire thing and not allow the team. I was like, you can't do that. And he's like, why? They're taking too long. Maya's trouble, you know. But yeah, I don't like the online learning system because these children are carrying on their own conversation while the teacher is going on, even poking fun and saying, you know, we'll tell her the internet moving slow so that they won't be able to do whatever it is she told them to do. And I was like, tell your little friends that you're sharing a device with me and that I see everything that they're typing. And your mommy works on radio. Mm-hmm. So if they don't want me to tell Miss, you know, that will make him not look cool though. But behave yourselves. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Welcome back, darling.
Thank you, darling. How you doing?
I'm good. I had my radio on BBC Wireless, and I was switched over to A. But girl, back on the air.
Yes, I am. Yes,
tell my pilot.
Mm-hmm.
He passed over my house, and he was supposed to drop something here for me, and I didn't get it.
I'll tell him.
I know the navigation was off or whatever.
No, it was off. It was off.
It was so.
No.
But
no.
Tell him, don't let me phone off, sir.
All right. I'll make sure.
All right. Don't let me do motel. The first officer. He's captain right now. Right on the triple server. I don't want to be first officer, but 737.
All right. Okay. Right. Gotcha.
And,
I said, got you.
Okay, and I'm on that Nigerian truck. Don't forget we had to get one piece.
Papa, yo. All right, ma'am.
Blessings later, darling. Later.
Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
Alrighty. So somebody, one of my listeners who is also my neighbor from Malabar, good morning to you, Auntie Carmen. Auntie Carmen said she wants to find out, and probably my friend who works at WASA, who called a short time ago, did you find out what's going on with the water? And I was going to ask her, remember, I wasn't home for the most of the weekend, but I was unable to do laundry, of course, because I was home. But even if you come back and you see the water, I think before I left, there was no water still. So, yeah. So what's going on, WASA, with the water in Malabar? There's been no water for 5 days now. And I realized that. Now, I try to keep on top of my laundry all the time, but, you know, when you have more than one basket, that you begin to get a little antsy. So could we please have water in Malabar? You know, it's not a What Trouble You Thursday. And then, you know, normally What Trouble You Thursday, we do topics, so. But Malabar, we need to get some water. What's going on? what is going on with the water, Wasa. Well, I understand also coming out of the news that it's going to be a shutdown in 40-something areas. That's a lot. A lot of people are going to be without water for some time. The Salcot plant is going to be undergoing some major maintenance work. So stock up on your water, guys. And if water does come today or tomorrow, make sure to do all your laundry, because we do not know how long we're not going to be able to have water. This is 40-something areas. So probably my friend from Wasa could call me sometime today so I could give you guys an update tomorrow. All right? 3 minutes before the hour of 7. And guys, remember in 2020, we're celebrating Christmas on Sky. The exciting campaigns, the games, Christmas trivia. That's why we're celebrating Christmas on Sky 99.5 FM. Visit us on Facebook and Sky 99 and celebrate Christmas with the Sky family. Rejoice in the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Experience the joy Christmas brings with the Sky family. Call us all season long at 625-2759. And 624-7729. Those are the numbers to call to get on the inside. Our Sky Christmas promotion, it's on.
Tune into the all-new Sky 99.5 FM.
At Sky, we give you the best in gospel
and inspirational music. Artist interviews
covering special events
and your daily dose of the word. So tune in every day to Sky 99.5 FM
for your favorite music, messages, and more.
Inspire,
empower,
testify.
Hey, Dion boy, what happening for Christmas? You hear anything?
Jason, you mean you didn't get the news?
What news? Ronald, what is he talking about news?
We celebrating Christmas on Sky.
What? How?
Gifts, winnings, Bible teachings, giving and sharing, and lots of love.
Oh, so we celebrating Christmas on Sky.
Yes, we celebrating Christmas on Sky.
Sky 99.5 FM. Celebrate Christmas with us.
My favorite time of year, say joy to the world, the King is born. Salvation's come by a baby.
In my third and final hour here with you on this beautiful Monday, the 16th of November. Yes, Christmas is in the air. Guys, you know you can't really call these. Yeah, you can't really call Drin Show. If you guys know that. You can't call. Call me after the show, okay?
Yeah.
That's right, happy birthday, Shauna Henry. Yeah, that's right, coming from your mommy and everybody here at Sky. 8 minutes after the hour of 8. And guys, in 2020, we're celebrating Christmas on Sky. That's right. Look forward to all the campaigns, the games, Christmas trivia. Yep, we're celebrating Christmas on Sky. Rejoicing in the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Experience the joy that Christmas brings with the Sky family. Remember to call us at our numbers on our hotline, 625-2759 and 624-7729. Of course, you can call us up now on this beautiful Monday.
We take your calls now. 625-2759. 624-7729.
Good morning. That's right. Bless the Lord. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. You know? Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lady Carla.
Morning, love. How are you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. I know you're good. I ain't ever asking you how you're doing. I know you're good. Well, God, thank God for you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Thank you, thank you. It's good
thank
to be
God
back.
Thank God for that much needed rest that you got.
I did.
Yes.
So how have you been?
I've been good. Thank
wonderful,
God.
Wonderful.
You know how long I tried to get in?
I know.
nobody going. I say, what? This is my chance now.
Yeah, this is your chance. If you were trying to get in early this morning, like, yeah, everybody was just, you know.
Yeah, and everybody's very excited and happy.
Yeah.
And we're hearing your wonderful voice, and they're going to continue to bless you.
How's La Hokita looking?
It's overcast. The sun came out bright this morning.
I hope it doesn't rain today.
I hope so.
I do not want to get wet.
Yes. And rain has come so funny, yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to be hot, and then the rain has just come down.
Definitely. It's the way the weather works. Yeah.
So glad to hear.
Thank you, Miss Mavis.
Everything is all right with you.
It is.
And thank God for all the announcers who chip in.
Yeah.
Yeah, a great bunch of people. As I always say that, God handpicked each and every one of you all.
Thank you.
Present day to all the Sky family, Mrs. Santa Cruz. I just say the man for all season, Miss Corridor, and all the rest. I remember everyone by name. So you just know them, you know, but just sometimes it just, the neighbors be coming to you as fast as you wanted to come. Right? So, Carla, you have a blessing, each home safe, and may the blessing of God that makes you rich and others no sorrow be upon you. May God give you that peace that passes all understanding. You keep your heart and mind set upon Him through Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
So reach home safe and continue to stay blessed in Jesus' name.
Bye-bye. That's my friends up there in Little Dubai. Good morning to you. Hello. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Carla. Thank God you are back.
Morning. What?
Right. I follow you on my list. I pray for you every morning.
Oh, thank you.
This is a sweet thing. I don't know. You are all the Sky family on my list. And every morning I say my prayers. I pray for you. Nice to hear you back.
Thank you.
And you're talking good and everything about you. And to your children and your grandchildren and in-laws. God bless and keep your color, and I'll be listening to you. And have a blessed day and be home safe. And all the Sky family, love you all, and all of us glad to hear you back on the radio. Bye-bye.
She get my in-laws and thing. I get in-laws. So I get in-laws from I'm a B.I.U. Yeah. It's awesome looking Monday. Motivational Monday. It's a motivating Monday. I'm the Sky 99.5 FM. Hello, good morning. Send me all your motivational
good morning, Carla G.
Morning, darling.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Missed you for those few days.
I missed you too.
And I want to say hello to the Sky family, Mr. Santa Cruz. And blessings. May you reach home safe.
Thank you.
And don't get wet.
No, I won't.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye. I think I covered all the birthdays for today. Some people said, I knew you were coming back out. And the Holy Spirit said so. But it's a joy to be back out with you on this Motivational Monday. Send me all your motivational words. Let me get through some of the motivational words of encouragement that you would have sent me this morning. Word for today, and this comes from my boy Chief, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 2. I will go before you and level those mountains. My brothers and sisters, I tell you today, are you facing a mountain today? Whatever is trying to stop you, a mountain of debt, sickness, depression or addiction, may look insurmountable, but it's no match for our God. Are you living worried, stressed out, trying to figure out how your situation is going to work out? The good news is that you're not on your own. No, you're not. God is saying, trust me, I have you covered. He had to whisper that to me today. And even, you know, yesterday, said, listen, I've got you. Don't worry. And I know where you are and where you're going. One touch of his favor will turn that mountain into level ground. Trust God in the good times and in the bad times. He is God all the time. Nobody else loves you. Remember, Jesus does. Thank you. Thank you so much, Chiefy. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to Miss Carla G.
Morning,
Sunny
sir.
South, yeah.
Hi, Sunny South. What's up?
Please, looking cool. Nice. It's sunny, but you can never tell.
Yeah.
It's a down, you know, it's a bleak. Yeah, but I know you wasn't sick, and I know you just needed a timeout.
Yeah.
You know, because I recently remember Mordecai, you take a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I told Tobago man, but nearly dead.
Oh, Lord.
No, the man missed him so much. You follow?
Yes, I follow.
Yeah, hey, this water thing is, you know.
Yeah, but
what's new about water? They say, okay, the salt going to close down because for, you know, for maintenance and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been getting water since a couple of weeks now. It's coming away late in the night.
Yeah.
So what's new?
What's new?
Yeah. I want a prime minister high people to handle water in the tap for a whole day or a week or a month.
Mm-hmm.
And let them get to. If I don't find so?
Yeah. No comments.
Because, Carla, it's not easy, you know.
No comments.
You
no
have
comments.
The water. You have to look for water out of flush toilet kind of thing.
But, of course, it's
that
essential.
Is but how many UNC in power are getting water 24-7 if Kamala had win? All now, so we getting water. So it's management, but Carla, it's management.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. I got you.
But anyway, I tell the pastor we given our contribution this week now, this I say the middle of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still on it.
Yeah, it's still on.
Right on, girl. You're getting the business, but don't fight it. So everything good, so have a nice day.
Thank you.
And don't do what I wouldn't do today.
What would you do though?
You know what I mean? Okay, girl.
I got
enjoy.
You. Enjoy your day today. Bye bye. Christmas is in the air. 2020 Christmas, guys. You know what I want to find out from you guys? I drove through Blanchard's and the environs, and you know, I'm seeing very few people putting up Christmas decorations. Do you think Christmas is going to be, what's your mood like? You know what I want to find out from you today? What's your mood like regarding? Now, some of you do not celebrate Christmas for whatever reason, whether it's religious or whatever. But those of you that love Christmas, are you feeling the Christmas feeling? What's the name of that song by Ruel J. Lynch? Ruel, morning. Are you feeling the Christmas feeling? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling it? Are you getting it? It's Christmas fever. It's Christmas fever. Is the name of the song? I think that's what Miss H likes. She likes that song. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Calling from the sweetest part of Shugona.
Morning, sweetest part of Shugona. So I'll have you know, I did actually catch the bouquet.
Yes, I know. That's why it is not sister Pearl is speaking. Prophetically, you know, when you catch the bouquet of flowers for no in-laws, she's trying to pull one and we are not to go for that. Go for it for that at all, but I'm going to be very short this morning, Carla.
Yes, go ahead.
Very, very short. I believe people have a right to speak, and I believe in freedom of speech. But
speech.
When you come in and it's a radio and you're not talking the truth, I'm concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about that, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny San Fernando. Ganga sing under the UNC promise water for all since 2020. Since 2000. It never happened under the UNC. So stop coming online on the people radio, please. Stop it. All right?
All
you're
right.
You're free to share your opinion. You're free to share your observation. But don't talk nonsense about when the UNC was in power, everybody had water. That's lies. And your color. Have a good day. Nice to have you back.
Nice to have you back as well. Sunny San Fernando, my fire starter. Always starting those fires, you know? Hey, let me say good morning going out to Khadijah Glasgow. Khadijah and I spent, you know, because I was home, spent an hour talking. Now, Khadijah, you guys know, she used to be here on the Sky. She has a very heavy Trini accent. So we spent like an hour talking, like, with a neutral American accent. That was so much fun. At some points, she was laughing, but we had to do it. We did it for an entire hour, and then I got tired. I was like, I'm tired of talking like this. Yeah, I was tired. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ian, Lady Carla.
Morning.
The name of the song is Sentimental.
No, oh, yeah, but this was a Christmas song I was looking for.
Oh, yes, Christmas. Well, I like Sentimental by it, but, you know, some people are very, very sentimental about Christmas.
Mm-hmm. But are you feeling the Christmas feeling?
Miss Carla, to be quite honest, 2 days for this week I was in pain.
Mm.
And when I went to church yesterday, I had to sit all through the service.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy to get a lift home. And as soon as I reached home, I just ate and dived straight in my bed. I didn't get up until 4.
Wow.
No, I only move around for about 3 hours. That's about all.
Wow.
And the rest of the day, you know, I have to, my devotional time, and it's bed, and then get up, have some cheese, and it's bed again.
Yeah.
But I'm holding on to the promise that the Lord has given me,
mm-hmm.
and I know I'm going to get my health back.
And so you shall.
I will.
Keep trusting in the Lord.
But I know some people are having it very hard this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Loss of jobs, and children not going to school, and they have the GATE program, and this and that and the other, and then now the water. But I suspect that they found something terribly wrong, so they have to take their time and do what they have to do. But I'm praying that we can get water at least every 2 days or every night or something like that, you know, so your tanks can fill back up and, you know, you can have water. Because this is an ongoing thing. They have to do the cleanups, you know, they must. Otherwise, what will you get? We'll get Moby in the taps. So, blessings to you again and the Sky family, and I hope everyone have a pleasant and blessed day. Take care, and Miss Carlaji, you reach home safely.
Thank you so much, my darling. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, and again, glad to hear your voice again, and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Carlaji, I have to respond to Mr. Suragonas. You're so sweet this morning. Why you like to attack me? I don't come on the radio and lie. So let me go back to him. I used to work in utilities in 95 when Ganga Singh and I was there. I was part of Pandit team. We trained 500 in God back in the backup point and in some remote areas. We used to wake up Mano Benjamin. He was living in a bunker. We trained all kind of pipe, but afterwards the government trained in 2001. Who screwed up? The project was stopped under the PNM. They take over and bring forward to 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Carla, I give this testimony already. In a stronghold in PNM, I just go and wash my car
right
up to today. And 2010 to 15, right, Kamala was in charge of the partnership.
Right.
And the people and them in PNM stronghold, the car people and them had to shut down the... Well, they were getting water 24/7, and after they lost the election in 2015, Carla, they didn't buy two big tanks, water tanks, to continue the business. They had to shut down the tank 2016 to 17, right? A year passed, the people and them wasn't getting the water. When I went back, they said, boy, we had to shut down the business, you know, because they wasn't getting the water under the PNM. So, this is no lie, boy. Don't jump on me, boy. I don't lie, boy. Right, little boy, don't jump on me. I'm going to respond to you. Right? You understand? So keep your cool. I was there, so I know what I'm talking about. God bless Carla, girl.
God bless you.
What am I saying, this brother? Why, that makes him crazy, you know?
Oh, my. What a time. Every little ping. 625-275-9 and 624-7729. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning to all those of you heading to work this morning for 9. Those of you that has to reach for 10. Good morning to you, Stacy. Thank you for not being a silent listener. She's always been a silent. She doesn't miss a beat. Stacy reports everything to me, even if I'm not listening. So, yeah. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, college, yeah, I'm on my second hour. And for my second hour, if it's convenient and you have the time, I would like to request The Secrets of Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Of course! You know, last year that was our anthem. Thank you. Secrets of Secret of Christmas by Bing Crosby. I think I'm gonna close off with that one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, Carla. I'm a silent listener.
Morning, silent listener. So, what's your name? Where you're calling from?
My name is Gloria. I'm calling from Laventille.
Gloria from Laventille. Good morning.
Good morning to you and welcome back. Take care of yourself.
I will.
I missed you. I missed your voice.
I missed
on the radio.
I missed you guys.
I pray God that you be in good health because we don't want to miss you so long again.
Aww.
It's nice hearing your voice. When I woke up this morning, I put on the radio. I heard your voice. I said, oh, Colin's back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy.
I'm back.
God bless you and your family. I'm listening to you until you finish at 9.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, you have such a lovely voice.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
By the way, I want to send greetings to all the Sky family.
Go. Right.
So many names too numerous to mention.
But whose name sticks out the most? Whose name sticks out the most? Tell me.
You know, I like Mr. Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. Most of the ladies, and I particularly like Mr. McKenzie.
Oh.
And I want to be in contact with him. Can I leave my number that he can call me, please?
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
My number is 460-4493.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings.
Greetings to Mr. McKenzie and his family. I'm hoping to hear from him soon.
All right.
Okay?
All right,
bye
Gloria.
Bye-bye,
bye, darling.
Take care of yourself.
I will.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. I receive the blessing.
God bless your children, your parents, and all of that, and everybody, every member of your family.
Thank you.
Okay? Blessings. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. Don't get wet, please.
I won't.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
And the word for today is rest and renew. What a timely word. Thank you so much, Arlene and Marabella. Those who wait on the Lord shall be renewed. This is word for me. I am taking it and running with it. Isaiah 40 and 31. When you're physically, emotionally, and spiritually drained, you become vulnerable. And this is so true. Jesus called for 100% commitment, but he also knew the importance of staying in balance, of work and rest, of giving out and taking in. Then Jesus said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. So they left by the boat for a quiet place where they could be alone. A good general would never commit all his soldiers to the battlefield, all at the same time, that is. He keeps a reserve force to relieve the exhausted ones when they stagger back from the front lines. Yes, you may have the greatest assignment in the world, but from God and be truly succeeding at it. But unless you keep a reserve, you're opening yourself up to potential danger. So you got that, right? We need to keep a reserve, guys. That's why setting aside time each day to be alone with God in prayer and Bible reading is so important. If Satan can't defeat you outrightly, he will settle for an exhausted, ineffective version of yourself. God wants you to be in your type A, high energy person. You're particularly at risk. So what's the answer? Those who wait on the Lord shall be renewed in their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Have a blessed day. Good Monday morning to you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. I heard that gentle voice of that individual.
Mm-hmm.
But before I get into that, I know you have a number for me. But, I said... Normally, I don't really make a second call.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some nice, wonderful, spice voices this morning saying hello to Mr. McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
They lift my spirit so highly. And when I heard this lady requesting, I said, my God, God does move in mysterious ways,
yes,
and wonders to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Color, something is going on in my life. I know you don't like the word color, but it's not me. It's my tongue. I ate some okra this morning. Yes, right, you know, sometimes some people just lift your spirit out when you feel down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear voices like Miss H and you hear Mr. Santa Cruz, you know, it's so, some of them, by the time I get inside their voices, I didn't get their names. You know, so I want to say to those of you that let us continue to hold that relation. You know, because this station is marrying people, it's baptizing people, it's doing a lot, you
yeah,
know, to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's keep that going, and all the announcers bless you.
Yes.
Yes, I think that she was giving a number there.
Yes, she did. Did you hear the number?
I heard the number, but I didn't have a pen presently, which
oh my
I have
goodness.
One now.
And I didn't write it down at all. All right, so if the lady's listening, you can probably call back. I think the lines are more or less free. You can call back and let me know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No problem. She would. I realize she's a listener.
Yes.
Oh, okay, Carla.
Thank you. Blessings.
Okay, same to you.
36 minutes after the hour. Good morning to Rhea in sales. Morning, Rhea. What profile pic is that chick? Oh, that one. Oh. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's your voice, the Christian perspective. Somebody says, leave the politics. I'm going to read what they put. PNM, UNC, please, the election is done. Use the stage for uplifting. Okay, thanks. Now, Mish, sometimes people, you know, need to get certain things off their chest. So, hello, everybody. It's Monday. I know it's uplifting, motivating Monday, and so we will continue with that. But, yeah. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Lady Carla G.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm Victor from Pitty Valley.
Mm-hmm.
God's blessing to each and everyone. Thank God for this blessing. They thank Him for His love, His grace, His mercy, His forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
everlasting words and everything. Well, glad to be with you again. Thank the Lord for His speedy recovery.
I wasn't sick, but...
I to be back on 99.FM this morning.
Mm-hmm.
God's blessings, rich blessings remain with you and your family, always and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and may we give you health and strength in going out and coming and guiding protect you. Every day, each and every day, whilst you're alive, in the land of the living.
Nice.
Yes, I need to congratulate you. A lively recovery.
I wasn't sick.
Have a blessed day.
Alrighty. Okay.
Hello?
I wasn't sick. Alright, Brother Victor, have a good one. Yeah, I don't think he was here. I wasn't sick. I just took some time off. Yeah, man. Hello, good morning. Lost that one. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hola. Who's screaming out my name? Hello, good morning. Oi.
Kala girl, no water girl.
Yeah. I know you're not called back because your neighbor called me. She called me, she texted me, that's what I'm saying. Girl, what's going on in Malama?
Girl, no water,
5 days
now,
no water. Carmen, 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 mommy, Carmen, auntie Carmen. Carmen, Carmen, babysitter.
Kala have a secret neighbor.
Hmm?
I don't know many of them.
And she living right in Rosewood there.
Because, you know, sometimes, you know, they lock up the door. The doors is locked. So you just pass away when you're done. You come out your house and you go.
Yeah.
But I want to tell Brother Mackenzie, Pastor Mackenzie, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
I love your voice. I love how you just speak on the air. This is Agatha Charles Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I does not forget you. I just call all my Sky family. But there's so many names to remember. Kalaji, you know, with his Do Go The Air. And I play my song for my family in Grandy, please.
What's the name of the song again?
You're drinking from your source, huh?
Right. I'm going to play that now.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And Kala, oh God, I hope they send the water for we get a hallelujah to do.
Well, the thing about it is,
I have my clothes in the basket in the washroom. Oh God, Father, what it is they're doing, God, children. What it is they're doing, the Heavenly Father, children. Mm-hmm. God sending water for us. He's pouring out water for us. All the time they have time to do all the fixing and they repairing. But you know when it's coming to the Wally time and Christmas time, this is the time the people need the water and coveting. What it is they're doing with people, are the children home studying, they need the water. Yeah. God sending heavenly water for us. Mm. Prime Minister, make them release the water. I pay my water bill, you know, because I will not pay none. Because I'm paying and I'm not getting, thing. You're paying and you're not getting your water, your payment.
Yeah.
You're not getting your facilities.
Mm.
You're paying for nothing. All you come taking my money and all you want to give me my water, give me my heavenly water. That my father point down for me, man. I need my water, man, 5 days. I have an elderly woman here too, covered in. We need the water to wash we place, keep we self clean. Prime Minister, you know you have water inside your house, you know. And we ain't had none. We vote you back there to do good for the people of Trinidad and Tobago. Tobago have water right now. But Trinidad people have water. We have water in different areas. Why you make the people do their fixing? Why, sir, come real, man. All you could have do that all the time. Why you only wait till now? Every Christmas in Malabar doesn't have water. Sometimes big Christmas Eve, they have water.
This is a
thing that we're living with all the time. It's time to break the neck of that.
Yep.
In the name of Jesus. Time to break the neck of this wickedness in high places. God will deal with that.
All righty.
And I'm telling all you, go ahead and do wickedness in high places. It have a place that when you hear God step in, he step in and he will rock from left, right, and center because I believe in my God. And he never leave us neither forsake us. He seen the children crying, you know, this morning I asked him, go and open the valve for us, Father, that the children will get some water. I have little children, man. If they send fire brigade, how much fire brigade go come into your neighbor yard to pull holes to pull your tank? How much fire brigade go do that to pull people tank?
Yeah.
Come on, man, water, man, water is an essential part. Without water, Prime Minister, like, they want to kill me for the COVID. Without no water, you can't live. Water is life.
Yeah. And we cannot have water, but 40-something areas. Thank you so much, my darling Agatha. We will touch base.
Yes, you know, God, get it painful because even though areas, I think they had enough time for water to do these things.
Yeah, I agree.
To get things in order, not to wait at this point of time. Every time coming down to this time, since I came here and I get this house in Malabar, this is my big issue.
Yeah.
No water when it's coming down to December month and November month.
Yep.
Sometimes big, right through the day. Sometimes they send it one day, and you'll get it no next day again. And so they're going, and they want you to pay their bill. They want you to pay your utility bill. You're paying bill, and you can't get facilities. What is that? Come real, all you. It's time. God will move everyone, you know. He will move. When you say he started moving Trinidad and Tobago, all you realize, you know, the Father come in, you know. Don't like wickedness. Wickedness in high places doing over each other. He's sending rain every day. Look where he go come later. And I might be turned on lightning. Where the water going? Where the water going?
Wow.
Well, let's lock up the water from God, children, but go ahead.
All right.
We will deal with all your one by one. Carla, reach home safe.
Thank you, darling.
Brother Mackenzie, Pastor Mackenzie, stay strong, you and your wife. We all love you.
All
and we will never stop all loving our Sky family. I love every one of them.
Love you too.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Stay home. Kiss all my children on them for me when you go home. Everyone touch them on the shoulders, even though they're too big.
and
listen to me, wedding coming, eh?
Which one? Who wedding?
You're going to come that book and you catch the you feel about to go and do it easy and I will know. You have to come and tell me, you know.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
All right.
All righty. Take care.
We have a big wedding.
That's a real big wedding.
Whole
Sky family invited. Blessings. Yeah, but that's provided it has no COVID, eh? And then he still have to send him man. Anyway. Yeah, the 831. It feels like fire. The Holy Ghost fire. That ever happened to you guys? Yeah, during the time when I was home, something happened to me. I was talking to one Pastor Leonie Francis, and just so Holy Spirit take over. Listen, y'all might think Agatha just ranting. God is about to do what he needs to do. Continue to pray, my people. Continue to walk and not faint. Congratulations, advance. Good one. Hello, good morning. Hola, ¿cómo está, señor? Escuchar 99.5. Hello? The person will be on hold. What is that about?
Father, your goal is in Christ. Your goal is in Christ Jesus. That's the goal Jesus set for you. And you are going to achieve that goal.
Amen.
All the blessings he has in store for you is going to be abundantly.
Amen.
Father, I do love you. And I truly miss you. I miss hearing your voice.
Hello, good morning.
On the morning.
Aww.
Please continue the very good, excellent job that you're doing on the radio. Blessing each and every one. Not only in Trinidad and Tobago, but the world and the whole.
For Christmas.
I am dancing, Carla. Thank you very much, Carla. I'm really, really dancing. You know, exercising my body. Thank you. Blessings to you, my dear.
And presents all.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for you. Thank God you are back. I'm so happy.
Christmas
absolutely happy for you.
Will find me.
Michelle Wiley and Arima is angry that I was not here for her birthday. You guys know I like to celebrate birthdays with you guys, right? This one goes out to Mr. Santa Cruz.
I'll be home
for Christmas.
For
Bing Crosby.
Christmas. If only in my dreams. I'll be home.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Colin. This is Vero.
Hi, Vero.
I just sit down and I smile and I laugh and because I feel so good. Carla.
Yes?
I'm feeling so happy. I hear you get some bouquet, Carla.
Yeah, get your bouquet in Julie's wedding.
Oh, God.
Like, it hit me in my chest like
but
a
you
bullet.
You know, making me laugh, how you say, we're wedding, man.
But yeah, they don't want to know.
Will come. Yes, yes, he will come, Carla.
What is our real comedian, yes?
You know, I'm feeling so good, otherwise than that. I'm feeling so good, Carla. You know, I finish laundry and I sit down. I just sit down now, I finish doing my laundry.
Very
and
nice.
I'm feeling so good. I am moving from by the radio until you finish.
Oh.
I'm feeling so happy. God is good,
Yes, he is. All the
Carla,
time. Yes,
you just reach home safe to your family.
And so
that
I shall.
Mr. Santa Cruz, Mr. Mackenzie, everyone. Morning to you all and blessing. I feel so good, I feel so good.
Bye, darling. Hey, somebody tickling you in the background, I feel it. Somebody tickling you. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Carla, girl, I am so happy to you know. But I just want to apologize to you on your program that you get his baptism this morning there on your program. But the man attacked me. You don't do this thing and call people liar on the radio. And I know what I'm speaking about. I was in the mix, you know what I mean? I don't lie. I don't come here to lie on nobody. Me lie on no government. Me don't worship no government. Government don't give me nothing, you know. What I work for, what we have is what I work for. True. Honest. But the truth is the truth, and I'm telling you the truth. You follow? So I just want to apologize for the you know, the man attacked me, and thank for the response. Lovely lady call after, you can see she's suffering, people suffering all over, right? Mm-hmm. You don't protect no government,
Like if UNC do bunk, I just say it, you know what I mean? For 2015, as the PNM going is water 24/7 right down the line. I tell you them boys and thing, I'll tell you again, Cookie Village, right? They close down, you know, man, they buy two big tanks between 10 and 15, water was flowing 24/7, the business had to prosper. As the government changed, come on, them gone, that was it. Right, they had to close down the tank and close down the business for about a year, and they now start back a couple of years ago. Right? So this, I don't lie, don't come and tell people they lie on radio, that is not, and don't attack nobody on no radio. If you don't like what they're saying, all right, you have your views, come and say your views, but don't attack nobody.
And I always say that.
That is not what the program is for.
Yeah.
But Carla's really happy like Papi, yeah? I've got some breaks in for myself all my life, until I'm a worker, and all this stuff. People, they're not what's a, it's a big man, and they want me to lose my work, boy. Yeah, but God, I just put God in front. They can't do that.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm protected by the Lord, and I just talk. Jesus had to come on and call people warmongers and things, you know. You know, and I tell my wife, everything is like Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus, Jesus. It's like sometimes I had to come out and tell people as it is.
Mm.
Right? When they play any fool, when you go in temple, you go in temple to gamble, money bust the tail out of the temple. No, yeah. Jesus and Jesus, no? Nah? It's licks. Carla, your children all have been vexed, but sometimes, right?
Oh, yes,
they and
do.
And they can't talk gentle, yeah, will cuss. I hope.
Yeah.
You follow?
Yeah, I follow.
So God bless you. Have a nice day.
All righty.
And good to see you out again, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
You know, right now, you may be going through some rough times in your life. But I'm here to encourage you.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Boy, what a way to welcome him back. It was going nice, you know, and then it just paused, and then it just, the fire just tied back up. I was like, what?
I just want to say congratulations to the bride-to-be soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we had another wedding passed up a month or 2 months ago. Congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
Let us spread love by butter.
Yeah.
We don't want no war in the Sky Studio.
No war. Only love. Only love.
I know the brother feel a little hurt there, but he's off his mind, right?
Yeah.
I want to say I'm thankful in my area that we get water. You know, sometimes I don't have no water. I put out my bucket and I have full of water in my bucket because and talking about how I get water. So I have some water. My toilet, thank God for rainwater. So some of all you who ain't getting no water, buy a tank and all you get rainwater when water ain't give all you no water.
Yeah.
Everybody after Ada's daughter and her grandson, you stay strong and we'll always be here for you no matter what, and all who lost a loved one, God knows them. Bye-bye, Carla.
Bye-bye, darling. So let me so yesterday even in Blanchard's there was water yesterday. What they are getting is I took some and brought it back home. It's spring water. Mommy Glenda, thank you again so much for inviting me out and getting me out of the house for the weekend. I had an awesome, she took so much care of me, you know. My big brother got plenty both for me. He did. Hello, good morning.
I'm calling again.
Hi.
To get your number. My number for Mr. McKenzie.
Go right ahead.
460-4493. My name is Glory.
Right, 460.
Thank you so much.
Call the number again, 460.
460-4493.
4493.
Gloria.
Alrighty. Thank you, darling. Blessings. Have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling back. Hello, good morning. All right, lost that one. Well, that's going to be it for me for today. And Carla G saying so much love to you, TNT, and my Sky family. I will be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Same time, same place. Sky 99.5 FM Inspire, Empower, so that you guys could testify. It was really awesome being in the company of my Sky family once again after my very long hiatus. But God is good, and I'm back. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Bye-bye.
Hey Dion boy, what happening for Christmas? You hear anything?
Jason, you mean you didn't get the news?
What news? Ronald, what is he talking about news?
We're celebrating Christmas on Sky.
What? How?
Gifts, winnings, Bible teachings, giving and sharing, and lots of love.
Oh, so we're celebrating Christmas on Sky.
Yes, we're celebrating Christmas on Sky. Sky 99.5 FM. Celebrate Christmas with us.
My favorite time of year.